Whose Approval Are You Seeking? By Ann Peterson, read by Ellie Johnson. For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. Galatians 1:10. I want to tell you a story about a people pleaser. I know the story well because I'm afraid it's about me. My husband and I were part of a monthly jamboree which met at our town's community center. Mike played guitar and I sang with a couple of our friends. One month, we had an event where tickets were purchased. I remember hearing that the money and tickets were not matching up. After almost everyone left, I took it upon myself to look for the missing tickets. At the time, I didn't realize what I was about to do was over the top. So there I was, standing in a dumpster at 11 o'clock at night, flashlight in hand, looking through trash bags. It was that moment I realized I had little self-respect. Pleasing others was too important to me. Soon after, I had been sharing this with a counselor who suggested I read the book Boundaries by Henry Cloud and John Townsend. In that book, I learned how living in a dysfunctional family had affected my self-esteem, and I learned that we are to be concerned with pleasing God, not people. The next time I read Galatians 1:10, I was surprised to notice the word or. I had thought if I sought to please men, God would also be pleased. I was wrong. As I studied the Bible and grew spiritually, I learned that growing emotionally was also important. As a child, I grew up trying to please my authoritarian parents who would never be pleased. And when we don't get approval, we sometimes carry that need with us into adulthood. The problem is, even if we please others, we still have that longing for what we never received. Somehow, I struggled to believe anyone would approve of me, even God. But when I came to understand what His Word said and that He loved us as sinners, it was enlightening. God loves us unconditionally. He demonstrated His love by allowing His Son, Jesus, to be our sacrifice. John 3:16. We are offered eternal life when we accept God's gift by faith. Ephesians 2:8-9. Realizing God accepted me was something I desperately wanted, but something I felt I didn't deserve to hold on to. But as I kept reading God's word over and over again, my thoughts began to change. It really wasn't based on me. It was all because of God's love. My feelings about myself were transformed by the truth. Reflecting on those truths, I felt like I finally had a place where I belonged. I belonged to God. I didn't have to strive for God's acceptance because when I accepted the sacrifice Jesus made, I became God's child. Totally accepted in the Beloved. I know that God will never love me any more or any less based on what I do. He loved me at my worst, and He made me righteous when I trusted Christ. At that moment, I was given access to God's throne room, where I can climb onto my Heavenly Father's lap day or night and tell Him what I need. Whatever I might ask Him is nothing compared to what God has already given me. Romans 8:28. Do you long to be accepted? Have you struggled with people-pleasing? The good news is that you can please the one who really matters. It takes faith. Hebrews 11:6.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists. When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.